This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For all the not great things in this economy right now, this is not a bad time to be a new employee. If you're a shift manager at a McDonald's in Hickory, North Carolina, your new job might have come with a $500 signing bonus. If you're a new prison guard at the Tennessee Department of Correction, a $5,000 signing bonus. If you just started at Goldman Sachs, it's a good bet you're making more than your coworkers did when they started, even if when they started wasn't all that long ago. And if you're a new associate at a top law firm, you possibly got a five-figure raise before your first day. We do not, at this point, need to explain the labor shortage, do we? But companies might have some splaining to do to their more senior people who are probably wondering where their bonuses went. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains.
Early last year, Nate Tharp's boss asked him to sit in on some interviews for new job candidates. Tharp had been the only web designer on his team for 5 years. The entertainment company he was working for needed to hire another him.
They're going to report to the same person that I report to, the same manager, you know, same title as me, and going to be expected to perform, you know, more or less the same work duties.
One finalist had great experience, a good portfolio. Then Tharp's boss revealed the candidate's salary requests, 50% more than what Tharp was making.
If I'd told my fiance that, she probably would have told me to march in there and ask for the same.
Even though Tharp liked his job, he had been thinking about making a move. So after waiting out the worst of the pandemic, he marched into a new company that paid 30% more, not including the signing bonus. Lots of companies are in a squeeze now. They need to pay new workers more, but that means they often need to pay old workers more too, or they'll become ex-workers. Academics have a name for this, pay compression. And even if some staff stay without raises, that could still cause problems. Tae-Yoon Park is a professor of human resources at Cornell.
People may be a little more hesitant about, for example, sharing information or mentoring or helping others.
Those team-building trust falls become a much more dangerous proposition. Pay equity can also become a serious issue. But like so many things, Park says how workers handle pay differences depends on how they feel about their company and their boss. If you watch The Kelly Clarkson Show, you may already be familiar with a well-known case study.
And y'all might remember my next guest, because not long ago, I featured him in one of our What I'm Liking segments, and I fell in love with him. This wonderful man gave all of his employees raises. Now they're each guaranteed to make at least $70,000 a year.
That's Kelly on her show in 2019. That wonderful man is Dan Price, CEO of Gravity Payments, a credit card processing company in Seattle. He also cut his own $1 million salary down to $70,000.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does that.
What?
Carrie Chin was head of human resources when Price made the announcement in 2015. She was slated to get a $15,000 pay bump.
I was thinking, oh my God, that's incredible. Like, I was happy for my team. I was happy for other people's team.
Not everyone shared Chin's enthusiasm. Pundits started placing bets on how soon the company would file for bankruptcy. And a couple senior employees just left.
The primary message from both of them was saying that I've worked really hard at Gravity over several years to make the compensation I'm making, and I earned that.
6 years in, though, Gravity Payments is still here, and so are most of its veteran employees. They even offered to take pay cuts when things got rough during the pandemic. But for many smaller businesses, the math is a lot tougher. Especially now.
Anything else for you besides the coffee? No?
Old Soul Company is a coffee roaster and bakery in Sacramento, California. It has a handful of cafes around the city, including this one near downtown. Co-owner Tim Jordan is down 5 cooks, bakers, and other back-of-house staff, which is a lot. He says if he offered big signing bonuses and other incentives...
All of your other chefs are going to know about that. And then now you've just... changed your wage base by a geometric factor, and you know, how much can you charge for a breakfast sandwich, right?
Jordan has raised almost everybody's wages 10 to 15% since the pandemic hit, including the new baristas Joshua Bell has trained.
All right, $3.35 for you today, dude. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Bell makes $16 an hour as a veteran barista. He says it doesn't bother him that new hires are making more than when he started. What matters to him are the relationships he has with his regulars.
This guy, I tell ya.
I love all of you guys, that's why.
He also loves the tips. He gets to keep most of them. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.